Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, the magic of technology. We have Laura Kennard with us. She is sitting in Minneapolis right now on her way back to Des Moines from a trip to Africa. Gosh, you do get around, Laura.
It's been quite a journey, and I have to say, I apologize in advance for overhead announcements, if you hear them.
Yeah, don't worry about
in
it.
The background.
Don't worry about it. We all understand.
Yeah, I had a layover, and I was happy to be able to rejoin the broadcast here since I had to have a couple of weeks where technology actually didn't serve me so well.
You were in what country?
In Nigeria.
Yeah,
Nigeria.
Wow.
So primarily in Lagos State, in the city of Lagos, and also took a couple days jaunt over to Edo State, which is an ancient city in Nigeria.
Wow, that must have been quite the experience.
I'll have to download it at some point. Maybe I'll come on the show as a separate guest and do some comparisons between Iowa and some of the states in Nigeria.
They just
opened an innovation hub in a state that's about the same size as Iowa, so it's interesting to see where they are in development in that.
Got it. Well, welcome back to the United States. We're grateful that you're here, grateful that the trip so far anyway has been safe. And so let's get into it. You were gone last week. We just couldn't make connections, and so we'll get into it.
I know. Yes, I didn't realize it would be so difficult from where I was. So
not a worry.
We're just going to start off on Tuesday, so tomorrow.
Right.
And we have an Iowa Center event. They do these topical Tuesdays about once a month. This particular topic is on what they never told me about buying a business. What they never told me about buying a business.
Yeah, that's accurate.
You're right. And this is going to be at the Iowa Center from 5 to 6 p.m., so it's an evening event. That, of course, is at 8345 University Boulevard in Clive. It's a free event. And so if you have ever thought about going into a partnership or buying a business out or something like that, or maybe even if you're thinking about selling your business and you just want to be prepared for some of the things that might come up, then that would be good. The speaker is also a specialist in health insurance for individuals, families, and small groups. So part of what you may not know about buying a business is you might have to get into buying health care for your employees.
There you go.
It'd be a good topic.
It's interesting that you should be on. We just prior to you, visited with Ned Flynn from Aureon talking about telemedicine.
Oh, yes.
Telemedicine,
yeah.
And insurance and how small businesses can reduce their healthcare insurance costs through utilization of telemedicine. It was very interesting. We had a couple of great stories.
Yeah, I've started hearing about telemedicine about a year or so. Interesting how rapid developing as coming online and how they're utilizing it. I think not only just reduce costs, but to help communities where maybe the healthcare provider is not super close.
Right.
Also.
Right.
You know, so we have our Wednesday weekly. I'll be glad to rejoin 1 Million Cups after this long visit. I'll be interested to see what they have going on at the Science Center this Wednesday from 8 to 9:30. 8 to 8:30 networking, 8:30 to 9:30 for the programming, 1 Million Cups if you want to listen to a new business pitch so that you can practice to your own or give some valuable insight to the person pitching that week. So that's what that is every week at the Science Center. We also have coming up then a couple other every Wednesday events, so check out dmbusinesser.com for some of those weekly events. But I also wanted to then just bring us to a not weekly event, but a monthly event that the Des Moines, Greater Des Moines Partnership hosts, which is June Startup Stories. And you may have already had had them on the show. But if not, I just wanted to say that this Wednesday, they're going to have, over the lunch hour, Greater Des Moines Partnership, which is a podcast, but it airs live, so you can bring your lunch. And they're going to be talking to Hatchling Brad Dwyer, and they're going to talk about what he has in common with Elon Musk. So I'm interested in that. He's from his Iowa State University dorm room. He created a worldwide Easter egg hunt that became viral, and his company is called Hatchlings, and we're going to do a little comparison between him and Elon Musk, apparently. So.
Mm. Well, there you go. Yeah. That's kind of nice.
That's a tall order to compare yourself to Elon Musk.
That is. In consideration that just last week while you were gone, Elon Musk and Rahm Emanuel, who is the mayor of Chicago, just announced that they are going to be doing tunneling from downtown Chicago out to O'Hare International at the airport.
Wow.
And it's going to take it's going to take what has been a one-hour trip by train and reduce it to 12 minutes to get from downtown Chicago to O'Hare. Yeah.
That's amazing. That will be a wonderful news for people traveling.
So we'll have to see how Brad measures up to that.
Exactly. Wonderful. I did not hear that yet.
Well, no, you've been in Nigeria.
Thursday, yes, I've been out of the loop, but I'll have to catch up with all the good news. Although I have to say in Nigeria, when I'm from Des Moines, Iowa, I always have to tell them it's 6 hours from Chicago because everyone knows Chicago, but they don't know Des Moines, Iowa.
Right.
So then Thursday, June 21st, we have Gravitate Coworking in Valley Junction has their third Thursday free coworking day. Gravitate, that's every third Thursday. They do an open coffee at 8 a.m. At 9 a.m., they begin their free co-working all day long, and at 4:30, they have a community happy hour, but it's open to the public on that day. And this time, during the summer, it's also a cookout, apparently.
Nice.
So you can join them on Thursday if you've been interested in what co-working is all about. And I know I'm really anxiously interested in seeing the brand-new downtown space. I have been watching all of the developments on the wonderful job that has, come about with Jeff really bringing that downtown co-working space to a whole new level. So I'm super excited to see what that looks like. And yeah. I'm not sure when they're going to launch that, but we'll have to keep our eye on it. So that really then kind of brings us into Monday of next week. There's Iowa Center has every Monday, they have a Mondays for Money, which is talking about money in your business and so different finance and financing options, funding options. And so if you're trying to get a business started and you don't know what the funding options are, you can go to the Iowa Center every Monday where they talk about money and your business and getting your business started. So those are kind of some of the things. The only other thing I want to put on your radar that's a little bit further up, not too far, but we do have on June 26th, we're already into the July-August unveiling of DSM Magazine.
Wow.
And it's a lot more details on that. It's actually going to be in Granger, Iowa, so I'm going to guess that it's probably at Granger Motors. But let's see here. I'll actually tell you. No, actually, it's at the Polk County Conservation in Granger, Iowa. They're going to have the DSM Magazine July-August unveiling party, which is always a spectacular every other month event, and one that you can kind of see all of the movers and shakers in Des Moines, I guess. And it's always a wonderful, it's a wonderful magazine, and it's a wonderful time to kind of be get the first off the presses copies of that as it comes out. So it says that they're going to unveil the July issue at Jester Park Nature Center.
Interesting that they're breaking out of the downtown Des Moines. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is, and that's a little bit further out than normal out there. So anyway, I think that's about a wrap, and I've actually got a plane to catch so I can finally make it home.
All right. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Travel safely.
All right, perfect. Thank you for having me on, and we'll get back into the routine next week.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is with Drake University. We will have the information up on the radio blog so that you can go to the website with all of these particular locations. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Aaron Libby is the sales and marketing person. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. James Goodlett is the person that put together the music you're listening to right now from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.